We want to welcome y'all back to another episode of D's Food. Man, we got my guys and gals in the building. Miss Mariah,
what's up, y'all?
The number one jigaboo in the nation.
What up?
What's happening?
It's like that, my dude.
I'm just saying, bro.
God damn.
What's up, bro?
What I do?
What's
that
up, nigga, man?
Went
straight
1950s. Okay. What's up, people?
1950s, Southern cop. That's
my dog, man. Pull him over.
Bitch, fuck you, man.
What you call a nigga porch monkey?
What's that movie he was saying? Porch monkey. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. I can say it. We got Jay in the building again, man. What's happening, G?
What's up, people?
What's popping, Jay, man? Glad to have you back, my boy.
I'm glad to be back, man. I missed y'all. I don't even know y'all like that, but I missed y'all, man.
All right, we got some experiences to go through tonight, man. So, what y'all want to start with?
What the topic, nigga? Goddamn,
you know what the topic is. So,
but they don't know, nigga.
You wanted to pull it out the pot. What you want to start with?
Go back, tell all them. Right, so
pick
we'll
a number between 1 and 3.
3.
The answer was 2. But what's your worst sexual experience? The one time you had to say no to sex, and the value of a crackhead.
God damn, a value of a crackhead.
There you go.
Dude, you gotta think about crackheads. Like,
I love crackheads.
They good at certain things, but
they're
get
trustworthy people.
Fuck no, nigga.
All right, he ain't lying. Like,
no, trustworthy.
You get a nigga that trustworthy.
No, listen. In the neighborhood.
There are no trustworthy crackheads.
Man, we just had to do
it. You're not going to leave no crackhead at your crib.
Yes,
unattended.
I will.
Unattended?
Do some yard work? Oh, he going to have that shit.
He going to have something to do. He going to have something to do.
My nigga.
He ain't going to be chilling.
Put a crackhead on your couch right now.
He ain't doing that.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
When have you seen a crackhead sit down on the couch?
Exactly.
They don't chill on couch.
My nigga, as soon as you walk through that door, all your shit going to be gone in 5 minutes.
That's because you didn't get them nothing to do.
Shit. You can get that motherfucker something.
You gotta
to
get him a price.
He gonna have his own agenda, or she gonna have his own agenda, and your shit gonna be gone. And it's gonna be shit you ain't even thinking about. You
shout out to all the crackheads out here. I trust you.
2 days with that bitch gone.
If you got anything that you can do, hit me up.
You need a car fix.
He gonna steal some random shit like your iron.
You feel me? Coat hangers.
What a crackhead need an iron for?
To sell that bitch.
She is crack.
He gonna
do
stuff.
She is.
You need no crack.
He's like crack. He ain't got a light of this nigga out of this.
That's some new age shit.
Out of this pipe.
It's steam, my nigga. It's smoke. It's for the smoke and shit.
Nah,
nigga, post starch in this.
Come on, bro.
Shout out to all the crackheads.
Man, come on, bro. Fuck out of here, bro. I ain't leaving no crackhead in my crib.
No.
I know.
They fix on your cars.
They can definitely do that. Y'all work, all that shit. They finna do all that shit for like $5 and some change.
True.
Whatever in your cup holder, they'll do that shit.
Nice.
That's funny though.
Wash your car.
I went to the dollar store the other day, and I guess I had like a Canadian corn in my cup holder. So dude was like, "Hey man, I get some change." I was like, "I ain't got no. I got my card on." He's like, "What's in the cup holder?" So I'm looking at him like, "Damn, nigga!" Like, "I got you, G." You know what I'm saying? I gave him like a quarter nigga in the Canadian. That nigga was flipping that bitch. He was like, "I beat your ass."
Yeah,
what the fuck
is
this?
You playing games?
Hey, he didn't want to show his homie and everything. He don't know. I'm looking at him like, all right, y'all come back to this window. It's going to be a wrap.
I see the crackhead bite a nigga cheek because he gave him some Chuck E. Cheese coins.
Hold on. Hold
a, bitch, nigga, a bit blood out of it. I ain't lying.
But your trustworthy crackhead.
That's a trustworthy crackhead. As long as you don't cross him,
make
good.
Make this make sense. Make this make sense.
As long as you
sense.
Don't cross that crackhead, he's straight. You gave him Chuck E. Cheese coins, man.
But my thing is, as long as you don't cross that crackhead, nigga, we got crackheads here that if you bring them a honey bun every day, the one day you don't show up with their honey bun, they gonna pull out a raise on your ass.
I told y'all, I gave this lady $2 for like a month and a half, and I'm telling you, like, I was still staying with my mama. I ain't had no stable job. And the one day I ain't had that $2, you broke-ass, bitch-ass nigga. I'm like, damn! This one time!
Was she black?
Yes, nigga.
But that was just her being a black woman.
No, no, sir. Crack. That was her being a
crackhead. She got accustomed to you taking care of her. Then when you stop. She like, you didn't mess up.
I was a child, my boy.
It don't matter. You was her man. No. She looked at you as her man. She looked at you as her sauce. Oh, and you negated your responsibility.
Oh, shit.
You got a
fuck man. No.
Sarah, shout out to you. Bruh. I apologize for Cal and his lack of maturity in dealing with you. $2 That set her back 3 weeks. She was building.
You know she didn't get no crack for that one day.
How you know $2 going on crack? Now you just assume.
Sorry, what you buying for $2
every day? She probably get free crack.
What are you buying for $2 every day?
She was building towards something.
What are you
She was saving it too, brother.
Oh my God.
And you took from her.
What are you buying for $2 every day? Just lay it out for me.
She was saving.
Lay it out for me.
Sarah, I understand.
This ain't even back in the day when you could go get a Jungle Juice, a bag of chips, some cookies.
Sarah.
All that shit.
I understand. You owe her back pay for the
$2. Oh my fucking God, bro.
You owe her back crack support. Right, that man. Was good.
She black, off, so her name was not Sarah.
Michelle, whatever your name was. Tanisha, whatever.
It's probably like Shonda or something.
Chandra, yeah, that's
she. This was somebody's mama, G, so it had to be like Helen or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that, man. Come on, bro.
Oh, she was old. Yeah.
Y'all ain't listening to me. This was somebody's mama.
You owe her back crack support. She need to take you to court for that.
That's terrible, man.
That $2 set her back. She had to move. She had to move.
Oh, hey, shout your Insta and all that shit out so these crackheads can find it. Okay.
I'm okay.
No.
I like to meet my crackheads in real time. I want to meet them on Instagram.
Let them know.
Can you imagine a crackhead inboxing you? What's up? I was at the gas station the other day and I seen you. You still owe me that $2 for cleaning your window. Brother, get off of my head. I see you just look at me.
That's going to be you now.
Nah,
you,
I'm not giving them my handle.
Crackhead support now, so everybody's going to fuck with you.
Yeah, put it on a t-shirt. Support the crackheads, bro. They
I
need
can't
us.
Do it, G.
Come on.
Look, man, but before we jumped into this, he was talking like crack was a super drug. You know what I'm saying? The nigga asked me, why are we not on crack?
I think it is.
Why? What's stopping y'all from doing crack? That's exactly what he said.
Think about
crack. What's stopping y'all from doing crack?
The crackheads I have seen. And I'm from Chicago, so I experienced a different level of crackheads. They all was like super, like hood superhero.
I no seen sir, crackhead.
Superhero,
bro. I seen a crackhead.
Explain the superheroes.
Okay,
it's really like a nigga look up to the crackhead.
Yeah,
like
crackhead.
Damn, I want to be a crackhead.
It was
one day.
A crackhead. At one time, it was a crackhead named T.Y.
T.Y. was
that?
Shout out to T.Y.
Shout out to you, T.Y. He probably dead now.
Shit.
Because he was like a duck crackhead. People just sent him on W. Besides that,
that's what you want to do.
No, I'm just saying, he was a great example of what every crackhead should look up to.
A crackhead look up to?
Yeah.
So crackheads have role models. Hey,
we
finna get role models.
Shit off, bro. Fuck no.
Bro, let me tell you something. T.Y., there was nothing he couldn't do for $20. T.Y. can paint your whole house, redo the plumbing, he can rewire your house. He'll tear your house down in the hood, put a new foundation, put it back up. If you lived in the projects, he basically was a super. He was a super, yeah. But he did everything. God. You know what I'm saying? Now, T.Y. also.
T.Y. was a Marvel Avenger, my nigga.
I'm telling you. T.Y. also, like, if you had troubles with your car, like you were talking about the other day. If you needed a piece
today,
he'd go steal it from the junkyard and get bit up by dogs. God. And that he was the crackhead that was immune to dog bites. This thing, I see him get bit in his elbow, wrist, and the top of his hand by a Rottweiler. Sir. You know how aggressive they is? And he brought the Rottweiler home. By the time he came from the junkyard, he had the pieces that he had to steal, and he had the junkyard too. The junkyard Rottweiler, and the Rottweiler was respected. The Rottweiler was his pet, man.
Oh shit!
You know the type of conversation a crackhead gotta have with a rabbit Rottweiler to turn him back to be his pet.
Hey, whoever T.Y. is, you look up to that man.
I love T.Y.
You look up to that man.
Free T.Y. because I feel like he's the dead.
You just said he was dead.
He might be dead.
Oh, and
R.I.P. you or free. Whichever one, we need to find out T.Y. Wait, I never knew his real name.
Fucking God, bro.
He can fight. Hey, look, T.Y. steal from you. You as a letter rock.
Because he can fight.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit ain't right.
T.Y. stole that change on my car. T.Y. man, you could just ask, bro. Nah, I've seen people do that.
Hell no.
T.Y. was the greatest, man. Greatest crackhead ever. I put him up against any crackhead.
You need to just keep.
And he ain't do nothing. He ain't do nothing wild.
He ain't do nothing wild.
I'm saying like a wild crackhead stereotype.
Hold up.
He ain't
asking
for no
trade. The same nigga that came home with a train rock wild ain't do nothing wild.
He ain't do nothing sexually wild, I should say. You want a crackhead like that? You would think he was a superhero if the crack wasn't so evident in his life. You know what I'm saying? The crack was just evident. He had a crackhead walk.
Oh my
fucking
God.
But if he took a shot off, he would yoke. Like, he took a shot off, that could have been somebody's husband.
It probably was steroids, G.
Nah, he wasn't on steroids. Chicago ain't have steroids.
I ain't seen no yoke crackhead.
See what I'm saying? T.Y. was a. He wasn't buff, but he was shredded up.
He like Bruce Lee.
Exactly.
All right, I got you.
That was T.Y.
I got you.
And he played sports back in the day. T.Y. used to be in the newspapers.
Oh, so he was already athletic.
CBS. Yeah, T.Y. I still don't know. And look, they didn't even have his real name when he was in high school. They just called him T.Y. T.Y. with another 30-point game and 19 rebounds.
That's yeah. For something so wild.
Well, he used to. That's the only time he would fight.
Is young.
The only time he would fight is when
Theodore.
People used to say this to him, and he'd get pissed. He'd be like. They'll say, you know, the last two letters in dirty is T.Y. He'll motherfucker! Yeah, he'll flash out. Oh, I ain't dirty, bitch. That's your mama. He'll lose it. I seen him choke a third grader.
Just, look, dude. Hey. This the only thing I'm thinking about. You got a crackhead. They don't want to be called dirty.
Yeah.
Superhero status.
Right. He was dirty in a bit. But it was because of work. It wasn't just regular. I'm crackhead and dirty. It's because I've been working on the alternator.
Not because he living outside and no shit like
he wasn't living outside. T.Y. had a whole plethora of females.
I know you motherfucker.
So this crackhead got holes now.
Yes, T.Y. had holes.
He got holes.
T.Y. had six places to live, and they all was on Section 8.
I'm finna tell you. I'm not about to waste 15 minutes on my crackhead.
Shout out to T.Y. We ain't talking about crackheads. We talking about T.Y.
He was a crackhead.
You know what I'm saying? He did crack.
You describe it, he does look like a superhero, a role model.
In the community, nigga.
I said, T.Y. did a flip off a garage, broke his leg.
If you hear these stories, you like, I'm going to meet this nigga.
I'm like, my boy at home, like, yeah, I did this.
I'm writing a comic.
That was me.
I'm writing a comic.
You like, I'm going to meet this nigga. Like,
T.Y. did a flip off a garage, broke his leg. Ran because he felt like I guess he thought one of us broke it or something. He ran.
Oh boy!
Then came back to get his money.
I'm not talking to this nigga no more.
Shout out to T.Y. You the best crackhead.
Oh shit! Somebody else take over. Goddamn!
Shout out to you.
All right, bro. The one time y'all said no, man. What y'all got? I need to go first.
Go ahead.
To a chick. Yeah.
To a chick.
Yeah. Oh, you ever told chick no?
Yeah, like, I told the bitch though.
You had right, to. Right.
You know, like, it's just like the musk and stuff. Like, hey, I can't.
She was musty?
I just can't.
And he said it with a K on the end. He said musk.
Yeah, like the musk.
Like, what?
Like, you just like, dude, it's just that's the worst.
Hey, that means she smelled like.
Mine wasn't nothing like that.
She smelled like Dennis Rodman.
You know how, like,
four fledged.
You know them cheap body spray that went with them.
He got 14, 15 rebounds.
Put on himself. He's like, damn. 12
points.
That mother had the Just Conception spray.
And he got a technical foul. She smelled like that. That's terrible.
She smelled like,
dude, it's just horrible. Man.
Athlete's foot. That's disgusting.
Armpits, all that shit. I was just like,
they ran a marathon. Lance Armstrong shoot.
She was musty.
Man, nigga, it was
what you
horrible.
Said,
and you told her no. Hey, after the musty.
I got up. You know, it took a two. I tried to see through it, but I was like,
oh, I think he lying.
Why you gotta try to see through it? It's
pussy.
It's pussy.
I really think he lying.
I that's one thing, but I got four sisters, 800.
You gotta see through. Like, it's just like, that's too much, though.
I can deal with them.
If it smell like that, I can imagine you take all that shit. It's like,
I had that before.
Oh, see,
mine wasn't really that bad. It was just in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't that bad.
She wasn't musty or nothing. She
ain't about nasty though.
It wasn't that bad.
She don't say I'm nasty though.
She just left the doctor. She got a shot. In my mind, you know, I was
a shot. Like,
exactly.
In my mind,
I was kind of like, what kind of shot?
Exactly.
I didn't know. She didn't say what the shot was for or what it was. My nigga, I shit you not. I wrapped myself up.
Oh, I got a shot that made me stank. Like, it's called a garlic shot.
And then, like, you know, after like 20 or 30 minutes, I was like, yeah, I'm finna go, you know, what you about to do?
No, but that ain't really telling her no, though.
That was telling her no. That's just... No, nigga, we had already, you know, like, hey, I'm finna come fuck the shit. You know, that was the gist of what was going on.
I had to tell. See, I'm thinking y'all talking about specifically.
That was specifically me saying, no, bitch, I don't know what you got going on.
Oh, I said no. I was like, no.
Yeah, I have.
You said no because she was musty.
Nigga.
Did you tell her she was musty?
Did she force herself?
I ain't. Yeah, all right, bitch. That wasn't no definite no.
What are you talking about? I said no, bitch. Like, I'm
but you ain't tell her because she was musty?
I'm not about to be there like, hey, bitch, you stink. I'm about to get off of you.
But did you tell this girl?
No, can't fuck. He nasty as that.
I did not fuck.
He nasty like that.
Because you said at first it wasn't that bad. You made us
no. Fuck. This nigga is nasty, man.
I wrapped myself up in a little blanket, you know what I'm saying? Kind of
but that's not back, definitively yeah, telling the girl say, no
he
either.
You turned to a centipede.
Yeah. You turned to a whole.
Yourself up.
Man, I didn't have sex with
that nigga did this.
Is that not a no?
He swallowed himself.
I did.
And you turned over, man?
I did.
You know, a bad bitch now? Like,
I'm gonna show y'all some pictures.
Hey, you know how the grandma used to come up to school? That nigga did with his shirt.
You know how you had on the bed? What are we? You know what I'm saying?
Come on, it's all right.
Man, that shit fucked me up. Like, it just in my mind, I ain't know what the fuck was going on.
How old were you?
I won't go there.
I know you. I was about to say, nigga. You better say 17.
That was like living at my mom's house, you know, back in the day.
You turned that off. Jay, what about you,
bro? I had to turn down one. Shout out to you. I see you all the time. You still in wins.
You still see
her?
Hey, that's the second time.
Nah, because she working on my favorite restaurant.
Don't call her name, Algie, because you called. What's the other girl name?
No, I can't call her name.
What's the other girl name? You said she tried to push your legs back on your shoulder.
Oh, Ashley. Shout out to Ashley. From Manor, you know,
so
yeah.
What's this chick name?
I can't call her because she be fixing my burgers. And Wendy's.
So you turned down to six, and you trust the burger.
And she put them sea salt fries. She put a little extra in there for me and my son, because that's his favorite fry. So shout out to you.
She probably telling everybody I used to fuck with him.
Straight up. Right. That's a badge, yeah.
But you told her
she
no?
Excited. She proud.
I told her no.
How and why?
Was she fine?
Oh, she beautiful. She to me.
What was the reason
she
why?
Fine and she beautiful.
Let's just
so boom. It wasn't musky. And like I say, I judge women kind of hard because I grew up 4 sisters, 8 aunties, you know. I ain't got no brothers, so they already hit me the game with women hygiene and stuff like that. Oh, she came to my crib after work. And you know, the ladies got the plethora of summer's eve. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I already been hip to that. I can smell it a mile away. I felt like she did she went through the whole collection of it before she came in the crib with her uniform on.
The winner's uniform?
Yeah, she had to take everything out of her purse.
Hold on, wait, time out. Let's bag up before we get into that.
Right.
How long has she been working at Wendy's?
She was at Wendy's for a minute. She's still there.
That's what I'm saying. You just saying she gave you fries and shit.
Yeah, she's still there. She's been there. So this happened 2017. I'm lying. I got married. This happened 2016.
God damn.
Oh, wow.
This happened 2016.
All right, man. Continue.
So she's been there for a minute. Shout out to them fries, too. But anyway.
I wouldn't trust it.
Now she ain't spraying no summer's eve on that.
You don't know that.
I smell it. I know summer's eve. Anyway, she had all the flavors in there. You can tell she just
a summer's eve.
I smell all of it.
She sprayed all of them
before she came in the crib. She like
that ain't
outside.
Even no spray. That's a
no. They got the spray.
They got FDA.
They got the spray.
Hold on, like, G.
When she got out the car, you seen like a cloud around. I was like, oh, this finna be
something. It was like different colors.
Nuh-uh, it was just like that mist. She got her car. I'm like, you been smoking? She's like, nah. What you talking about? I'm like, come on, man. So I ain't smell it because, you know, when you finna get something on the line, you got your own crib. You didn't smelt your crib up, you know, went in there for breeze, dancing. You know what I'm saying? I got the this one. Ray Shroom was out. I ain't got no time. I got the walked through the house with both of breeze pants. So I was smelling like a pina colada. You know what I'm saying? Pina colada and pine bushes or whatever. So pine cones or whatever. So she come in the back room. I ain't sprayed enough. She come in the back room. You know, we kicking or whatever. She like, I ain't gonna lie. I've been waiting to give you this pussy. And everybody from Weinberger know who it is because how I said it. I've been waiting to give you this pussy.
That's how she called me. Hey man, I need somebody from Weinberger on the line. Call Ashley G so we can know who it is.
I said, for real? She's like, yeah. And she got up. And I don't know why, because I ain't never seen a female do this. But she unbuttoned her Wendy shirt. She has the undershirt on under there. But then she just dropped the trousers. I'm like, whoa, you ain't gonna take the top off?
What color was it?
What?
The Wendy shirt. Was it red or the
black? Blue? It was the black
one. She had a black
one? No. It was you know what it was? They black now. She had the maroon with the little black little neck thing on it then.
Bit, baby.
So she unloosened the neck thing and then just start unbuttoning. Then she just
y'all ain't seen the dance.
She had a belt on and everything. She just dropped. She ain't unbuttoned nothing on the bottom. She just whoosh.
So she was straight up and down. She ain't no ass on her nothing.
She still is thick.
So how the fuck? I can't see this.
Listen.
You know, the thick motherfucker got to peel that shit off. She just ripped it down. The pants were too big. I'm just trying to see.
I ain't
pulling no pants.
Right.
She yanked the design. Like they were NBA warm-ups. I like, well, you got practice. You know what I'm saying? You a professional.
She got a Bruce Almighty on.
You a professional.
I got you.
You a professional at this point. You know what I'm saying? Bro, my room smelled like a chemical plant. I'm like, what? Did something burn?
Bro, get this nigga out of here.
What's going on? Did a pipe bust right now? In my room?
Oh, shit.
And I started like, she was just like, you wasting your time doing all that. Come get it. I was like, hold on.
Not come get it.
Chemical bomb. You don't smell this acid?
This shit burned the nose.
It smelled, yeah, it smelled chemically. And I walked past
them. God.
I had walked past to go. I'm finna go in the living room, make sure ain't nothing but. And so I walked past her. It's like the cloud of that summer eve just choked out. That shit got in my throat. Hey, what's up? You good? Yeah, she grabbed me by the arm. I walked past, she grabbed me my arm. I'm like, hold on, come in. I'm like, that's how I found out.
Oh, God.
She slid me down, my hand down, you know, put me in between the lips.
You're a finger. You play with it, though. You had to go wash your hands.
I hit the quick flip.
All right.
Then I came back up. And before I even come to the nose, it's already prominent. Some of Eve was on, and it was a mixture. That's how I knew it was a mixture. Hey. It was on the tip of my finger. It just fell down to my wrist. Like, you know what? I can't do this, baby girl. You going to say no to some foot? No, I'm say hell about, no.
You remember when daddy was like, taste the hell. You was in there hitting that shit.
Tasted like a boy. I know she tasted like a busted plumber pipe. Come on, that was bad.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's Summer's Eve. Choke you, bro.
Oh, my God.
What you got, man? Because I'm singing this nigga.
I can't be.
What's her name, bro?
I can't tell her name.
What's
Charlotte.
Her name? What when did she work it?
It's only one wizard.
We finna go to Wiz, bro.
It's only one about to make the trip.
Hey, I'm
gonna
be in
the only one.
Who the baddest bitch is?
When we go through the line, I'm gonna say, can I get a chemical burn, some Summer's Eve?
I never told her that story. She probably don't even know why.
Hold on.
She told me.
You never told her that story like she wasn't there?
Nah, I never told her why.
You ain't never told her why you ain't
here. I told her no. I was like, she like, you ain't gonna get out.
You ain't tell her that, hey, I can't do this because your pussy.
Because it didn't stink. It just smelled like chemicals. Like pine sauce in the coochie. I am. Fabuloso.
Oh, shit.
You know, been to a school and a janitor just using everything?
Nah, I got a homeboy, I'm telling you, like, he got the coldest chick at this party one time. And I was telling him, like, man, that motherfucker too cold. And then they called me, like, the day after, like, man, she came over there, took the pants down, G, and I couldn't do it. He was like, that shit funky. And I was hurt for him, like, that motherfucker too fine.
Because you would have went through with it. You were hurt. Like, I should have got him. You just punked out.
I was hurt because she too cold. Like, how you? I mean, bro, that's like people with steak ass breath. How you not smell it? It's 6 a.m. Your breath smell like you've been doing jumping jacks all day.
That's why I'm cool on the big fine. Ain't nothing wrong with you. I want a real woman because they know how to clean. I know a girl.
Oh, man. Right now. Hold on, bro. You can't do the thick women like that, bro.
No, not all of them. I'm saying perfect. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? You know the ones that just look perfect.
It don't be all of them, though, dude.
I'm not saying they do, but I just can't.
I came across one and she was slim, man. I ain't go through this, dude. I didn't like them, man.
I ain't go with one.
I went back in there.
I ain't go with one of them, a skinny girl. She had too many abs.
She had too many abs.
Yeah, she had an Usher stomach.
What? Is that an Usher stomach?
You was scared?
Huh?
You was scared?
I just felt like a nigga. I had rolled my head down her stomach. Huh? You felt the veins and shit.
What the fuck was you doing?
You
about to make love?
Yeah, she was fine. And I had ran my stomach. You know how you...
No, I don't know.
Look, I put my hand on her stomach.
You ain't never had a chick with a six-pack, dude?
That one was in a six-pack. This bitch had a Terry Crews stomach. They like David out of stomach.
So you said no because she had a six-pack, nigga?
I said no.
You sleep.
Yeah, her grip was too hard, too. Like,
oh, yeah. She treating you like a nigga?
I might be fucking with a tranny or something. I know she had the cat. She was sending the cat a bunch of times. I was like, you kind of strong-handed, too.
And she just had that.
You don't want
you
that
remember back when they used to say Sierra had a dick? You were scared of that?
I'm still scared of Sierra.
I think we all know that ain't true, man. Come on, bro. She done had a few kids, man. Ain't no kids coming out of no dick. A dick, nigga? You know somebody had a kid?
Yeah, they had a video on Facebook how you can cut a dick off and make a cooch.
But a kid come out that motherfucker?
What's
hey, man, let's go.
Shout out to Sierra. So, I'm scared of her for
now. We know who need to go with a sex ed. Nigga.
You tweaking, my boy.
What?
A six-pack? Ain't nothing like a flat stomach, my boy.
No, that's different. It's flat stomach. And then
a six-pack is a flat stomach.
No, it ain't. That's got ridges and stuff, and that's not flat.
You can nut on that, and it's just going to go sliding down. You ever seen
that
waffle?
That like it was on a roller coaster and shit. I ain't trying to look. Nah,
you tweaking, man.
I'm like, your stomach was too genuine. My whole life.
You tweaking, bro.
Yeah, the basketball player's stomach.
You got to tell him you say no, because I'm done with this.
My stomach like Iman Shumpert's. Don't,
You missed her for the wrong reason.
And her grip, you and said, her hands.
Her hands were too big.
No, she had a mighty grip on them. She had long,
she had like fingernails or something.
No, she had fingernails, but her hand looked like yours.
I was thinking about it, double twist combo.
Nah, that was gonna make my rip that mother. What don't you say to the dragon on strength? You gonna rip it off. You gotta rip that.
Please,
arm wrestling
mine,
champ or something.
Mine ain't that interesting. I told the nigga no because another nigga was
coming. Oh, that's that hurt.
What he did to
what
you just experienced the other nigga before.
What is going on?
You just experienced the other nigga before. You was more comfortable with him?
It wasn't a more comfortable thing. He was more skilled.
Well,
so you already had the dude you said no to. Mm-hmm. You already messed with the dude you said no to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's fine.
No, nigga.
That's fine.
Imagine a motherfucker.
You ain't never done that?
Imagine.
Exactly. nigga finna flash out on you.
Oh, my fucking God.
I definitely did that, folks. No, and it was for an uglier chick at that.
Hey, man. Don't give me so. But straight anyway, up. No, sir. Don't do this.
Wow. You don't think
I was single at the time.
Well,
so you gonna tell a nigga no because he think he finna get some pussy and then bring another nigga.
And you can tell, you know he was happy too. Hey, look, you gotta leave. Hey, what did I do? I suck his toe. It don't matter.
He hadn't made it to the house.
Oh, he wasn't over there.
You mean it like an instance where
you
in his face.
Yeah, he face to face.
That makes things a lot harder because most of the time, nigga, you ain't making it to the house.
I had a female tell me no before.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, she told me the reason why I couldn't even know what you were. Remember August Alsina dropped that song?
Oh my God.
I don't want nobody but you.
I don't know.
I was licking on a girl dead grandma tattoo she had on.
That's why she told you no?
She was like, you doing that too much. I was like, hey, I'm August. And it was playing too. She's like, that's my grandma. You know what? We good.
Hold on. Let me just. No,
like, I'm sitting out like that. What happened?
Hold on, bro.
Earth up.
What? So, you licking on this girl dead grandma tattoo?
Yeah, it was her grandma name, and it had I didn't see the date on it. I didn't see it had the end date.
The end date?
Where was the end date? It was like where mine is right here. You know, across the shoulder joint.
Why you choose that?
She moving me. She moved my head. I'm like, no, hold on. August going out. It was August's fault, to be honest. He, you know, he saved his ass off on that song.
No, nigga, it was your fault.
It was August's fault. He was influencing me, bro.
Oh, God.
I don't know about you.
I ain't never had that happen, G.
Tattoo. You know, August, he was wilding out. So I'm
no, you was wilding. You was wilding, G.
She ain't have a lot of more tattoos.
Did grow on tattoo, though?
Tanning.
She ain't have no tramp stamp or nothing?
No. Well, I ain't see. She ain't give
you just seen, what the Lord?
Earth. That was her name. I mean, tracing it with my tongue.
Trace it.
She moved me off into there, put me on the titty in there. No, I don't want the titty. My Eartha.
What?
Like, hold on, that's my dad. That's my tea lady. You
finna unplug this new shit, bro.
Shout out to you too. You know what I'm saying?
What's her name? Eartha,
RIP. I ain't gonna say.
She didn't win, bro, too?
Nah.
Damn. I don't know, dude. You done had some terrible sexual experiences that I done heard.
That's not terrible. Come on, man.
If a motherfucker tell me no, because I licked her dead grandma tattoo, that's going on the list, dude.
That ain't horrible. I end up in it.
You remember when Will Smith told Martin he's gonna put this in a box and put that shit
that's
in the ocean?
That's what you talk about. That nigga Will Smith. I pray for him constantly. When I pray for my own kid.
Jada, I don't, because I feel like Will shit just ain't hit the air. You know what I'm saying? Jada probably talking this
you
shit.
You ain't heard it? You ain't read his book?
I didn't. But I feel like Will done probably did some wild ass shit. I really feel like that. I see the pictures with him and these other chicks.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, he Will Smith.
Exactly. You don't think so?
Some bitches done threw the pussy and he done caught it.
All of them.
Multiple times.
I don't doubt that, but he ain't hit Willow best friend. That's some wild
You don't know.
And hey, you see Willow low-key weird anyway. This is like, catch a vibe. Hey.
This shit got a roll.
And do roll. That's all wrong. I was bumping that. But he ain't hit none of her little friend.
You don't know that though, G?
Exactly. Yeah, Will ain't messing with them Earth girls.
You don't know who Will hit.
Will
had Neil Long on the show. Will had plenty of motherfuckers on that show. You don't think not one time he was shot
his dick?
That
show. I'm pretty sure. No. But he wasn't married to her then. He wasn't married to her for that
whole
show.
You don't know that, man.
He wasn't married to Jada. Jada was out here still running behind Tupac. Still running behind
I seen the post that said Jada got everybody now looking like Tupac. Everybody got balls.
See what I'm saying? She's still running after this nigga. He in the afterlife. Leave this man alone. Tupac up there talking to the Lord and Martin Luther King. Yes, sir. And Jada calling on me again. Hold on, Martin. I'm talking to Malcolm X, Jada calling on me.
You know, Jada wasn't nowhere back in the day, you know, low down, dirty shame, Jada.
That's the best Jada. Bro, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Jada ain't really never been that cold to me like everybody be talking about.
Hold on.
She hasn't. Like, if you think about the 90s women, like black women, Jada probably like 10 or 11.
Man, listen.
10 or 11?
90s black women?
They don't matter, though, G. What I'm saying is, she been cold.
What? She cold, she been cold. She ain't the cold is like that.
I ain't saying
she's the coldest like that, but she is cold.
If Jada Pinkett come in here low down dirty shame, Jada, I bet you she come sit down and everybody looking. I bet you wouldn't tell that motherfucker no if she has some of these on.
She probably got that damn stomach too.
She probably did.
That mother probably look like she looked like she used to be crip walking and shit.
Your ass has been licking on them abs too, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I'm straight on Jada.
She
I ain't nothing like Jada. I always felt like she was slick.
You ain't feeling me, G. She had this nigga strung out. He came out publicly and confessed his love for her. What the fuck did she do to this nigga?
She blew that nigga booty off. Will look like he. But to be honest though, Will always looked like he was that type though.
No. I'm talking about August, nigga.
Nigga, August always looked like he was that type.
I'm talking about
this nigga
August.
This nigga came out with pink hair.
No, he had that, my nigga. August is out here rupturing bitches' cervix.
He looked like
so.
August used to sleep with bitches and stay on their couch.
What did she have to do for this nigga to come out publicly and say, I love her? And she's a married woman, nigga.
She older. She know the game. So you just supposed to
be tender, huh?
Nah, she know the game.
You ever had an old chick put it on you?
Yeah.
You was tender like that?
Yeah. They know different. They know different. Yeah. They know what to tell you. Yeah. I had an older female cook for me and put me out of commission. I was going to the club.
Because she cooked? Well, no, I'm eating that shit leave.
No, you couldn't.
That's going to put me in a good mood to drink tonight.
You couldn't. I promise you couldn't.
You sleep.
She put something in there.
Some MSG on your shit?
I don't know what the hell she put in there. I was dead to the world for about 3 days. And she woke me up. And like
3 days?
Yeah, convinced me it was like, still the same name. Day. Yeah. Hey.
Did you hit?
Yeah,
I understand. Shout out to you. I think you still the.
We gonna have a good time. We gonna win, bro.
I think she, no, she ain't been winning, bro. She a natural. She the often tell everything. She a usher at the church.
Text me, G. Send me to my DM. I'm trying.
She one of them ushers that wear the white, all white, and hold the dough when they praying.
He praying. They right.
Yeah, she one of them. Probably not no more because she wild now.
She sound like she's 60.
Probably now.
The church about 19. Real priest though.
Yeah, nasty.
Oh, wow.
Jacquees and tanking them now.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe Jacquees is anything.
What happened now?
That nigga like 03, you know what I'm saying? Talking about six.
Is horrible. Is his voice worse than my nigga Keith?
Keith who?
Sweat. Oh. Y'all not finna sit here and act like that nigga voice is just angelic.
You gonna sing a Jacquees song versus a Keith Sweat song? What you?
Well, that's the difference of song.
What you rolling with? What
I'm you singing a Keith Sweat song. Keith Sweat songs was great.
Two different levels of irritating.
They voice?
Both of them?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I got both of their shits on my phone.
No, hell no.
I got some Jacquees on my phone.
I ain't
just finna run through his whole album, though. I'll run through a whole
Keith. No, not a whole album.
You know who the most irritating nigga is to me though? Johnny Gill. That nigga.
He just wants to push.
That nigga anyway. Horrible.
At least Johnny Gill could actually sing.
That nigga, he was the first DJ scratching singer I ever heard in my life. I seen him perform in real life. He sung a song that was
now he does sing very good.
4 minutes long and he stretched it out to 10 minutes.
He does sing rather aggressively.
He cuts up. I think the Lord should have took him instead of Gerald LaVert. That would have been dope. Bro. Gerald LaVert was still
somebody
alive.
Turn this nigga shit off.
Big niggas right would be now. In, bro. Still.
it's the winner. Big niggas is in. Dude.
Not like they be putting on. Not yeah, like they
it's
be putting
the winter
on.
Time. They want to come with y'all now.
Not like they be putting on. They be putting on.
I
like
said y'all.
He would have been
I'm
a leader.
In that category now too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You would have been his lieutenant.
I'm all stomach though. That's it.
You know what I'm saying.
All stomach.
That nigga was all stomach and voice.
Ain't no voice.
That nigga was stomach and throat.
That's what they looking for, G.
I see that nigga perform in Chicago, too. He was hard, real life, throwing teddy bears at groupies. Like, hitting them with them.
That's like my mom told me she went to a Prince concert. Said that nigga had the ass and chest on in my room. It was terrible.
Oh, musty. You got your ass on, man.
Ain't no telling, bro. Ain't no telling.
With ass and chest on, essentially, you have a phone call. Because you got a string on your ass.
I mean, but Prince pulled it off.
He did.
He pulled it up. That's what you meant.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
He pulled it up.
And he's short too.
That's terrible. But I heard the nigga hoop though. Like really, really hoop.
I love that nigga music. I see him today. I ain't finna ask him to hoop with me.
Purple Rain, dude.
Well, if somebody right now come out and say they doing a Prince movie, I'll go try to audition.
For what, nigga?
And I get on crack and lose the weight. I'ma be Prince. What you talking about?
You can't be a crackhead Prince, G.
He was a crackhead Prince. That nigga died on pills. I'm all right. I'm gonna be there. I'm finna shake and twerk and all that. That nigga was doing.
That was after he stopped making music, though.
Yeah,
he always made music. Prince ain't never stopped. That nigga had an album coming out with Kendrick Lamar before he died.
Oh my god!
Like he performed with Kendrick Lamar like a week before he died.
Well, I saw that.
Yeah,
I did.
I played that nigga Prince.
Prince.
Oh,
Scoot! He just do stuff like that.
You feel?
Oh, awesome!
You said one.
It ain't shit.
No, carry on.
Oh.
All right, man. What's y'all worst sexual experience? We're going to start with the woman.
I told y'all.
Right?
I'm saying for y'all. I told y'all last time.
we gonna this start, nigga last.
We gonna start
this the nigga response is last,
him,
my nigga.
Y'all don't see this nigga clutching his shirt, though. She left some money on the stand for you, so you what are we?
My worst sexual experience.
What happened? We need details, too.
I have had a man fall asleep.
In the... Oh, you remember Vampire in Brooklyn?
You went to sleep. That's normal, baby. Not while we fucking.
What's his name?
He got melatonin in us.
That's pretty
cool. Nope. Oh, yeah, that's your fault, bro. Sleeping pill.
She got melatonin. Oh, oh, oh my God.
You still up?
No. What happened? He went in and started. You heard him snoring on your back?
It wasn't quite the kind of situation.
Oh my fucking God. Ain't no coming back from it. Like, I don't even know what the fuck I'll say.
You can't say that. You sleep.
Like, when you wake up and realize what the fuck happened.
They probably put a thumb in their mouth for that.
He probably was tired than the motherfucker. But
yeah, he probably.
Yeah,
how did that go? No excuse, but that nigga had to work
after
that
I moved, he went back to sleep. So shit, he didn't realize he fell asleep.
How do you come back from that? Like,
he worked at Sapphire Screws or something.
No.
He could work that up.
What can you say to make that okay?
He has to have a dish job.
It's this nigga.
This nigga had a desk.
So you ain't done nothing all day, but
hold on, time out. Time out. Don't hate on niggas with this job.
I'm not hating on them. I'm saying
don't
done nothing
with this job.
You went to lunch and everything.
I mean, you know, that shit is stressful. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we not hating on niggas with this job. If you sit at work. If you sit at work talking to people all day, you ain't really did nothing.
Don't
manual.
Say that.
Oh, when you go home.
Don't say that. Because that shit'll piss you off, man.
So he want to sleep that bad.
I know, because imagine somebody tell you, man, okay, you unplug your TV. Well, I ain't never had to do that before.
Nigga, I don't.
You 75, you ain't never had to unplug
your
TV.
Can I ask you something?
You never had to plug that bitch in?
You can tell me, shut the hell up.
This nigga, oh shit.
Did he text you all day and kind of like get you to that place where it's just like, I'm going to get this nigga some coochie tonight?
Yeah,
or was it just you? You picked
him? He didn't set it up and he still fell asleep in?
This nigga, he dropped the ball.
So hold on, dude.
How this happen?
I mean, you know, like this significant other coochie, or this is like, all right, we finna ramble fuck coochie.
In today's episode of First 48.
Now, significant other coochie is different because it's kind of like you gotta set that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta be at baby. You know what time it is tonight. You know, so.
I mean, with me, I wasn't one of those significant others. Like, I'm pretty much a sure thing. Just.
Damn, just pull up. He fumbled the bag on that.
He fumbled
the bag.
Why was you tired?
Was it a baby involved already? Like, was it no kids?
I'm gonna tell you. What
no
was
kids, and you went to sleep.
I'm gonna tell you what was involved.
This nigga was a crackhead. He hadn't slept in 4 weeks. He was on crack. He was up for 4 weeks. He was up, and he had to.
Crackheads don't have sex. That's what I'm telling you. Anything in the bed, crackhead sleeps standing up with their eyes open.
Suck dick for cheeseburgers.
That's a stereo. That's not true. Shout out to all the crackheads.
Come on, man.
Shout out to him. He was definitely a crackhead.
So the nigga didn't know that he went to sleep ahead of time. Me and
Shane. Oh, he down.
That's what I'm saying.
If you gonna go to sleep, you got a bus right there today.
Come on, bro.
Fuck.
What y'all are failing to realize is this was not a stroking situation.
Hold on. Let's back up.
So you ain't rocked the boat.
So wasn't nobody fucking. It was just like penetration and I'm asleep.
No.
It wasn't no penetration?
No.
It was fast.
Hold on.
Oh,
he was eating the cooch?
Yeah. I forget you, brother. You all good.
Fuck no,
she forget you too. She forget you too, bro. She forget you.
No, I don't think she did.
Nope. Sure did not.
So, hold on. A motherfucker give you some head and she go to sleep.
No, that's different. No. I got a penis. That's what I'm saying.
What's different, dude? What's different?
Eating coochie is the stressfulest thing you can do. That's what I'm saying? It's one of the most stressful things you can do. First off, you got to understand, it depends on the coochie, the caliber of coochie that you're eating. You got to keep the lips part of the
melatonin coochie.
It's Yeah, exactly. What was her diet? Ain't nobody talking about what was her diet that day. She probably ate some collard greens, so probably ate a piece of turkey. You know, turkey makes you sleep. Don't diet matters. You know what I'm saying?
It's MSG and it is. You get what I'm saying? Can't eat it all day.
This man probably was at work. Well, he probably got the two fingers.
Hey, come on, man. Come on,
G. He probably.
Come on, folks. I'm sick of this man.
You ain't came yet?
How long was this going on? How long was this going on? 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 3 minutes?
Ain't no eating coochie going on for 5 minutes, bro. This nigga was 30 minutes in the game. I'm letting you know right now.
No.
He was 30 minutes in the game.
30 minutes, and you sleep.
Yeah, he done worked all day. You just said he was at the desk.
My nigga got locked, Joe. 30 minutes, nigga?
Oh, that probably
eating coochie for 30 minutes.
Well, I didn't eat coochie more than that. I
didn't
know what I was
doing. All right. Hey, come on, G. I'm tired of this nigga now. Nah, G. What's her name? You ain't put her name out there.
Who?
You ate a chick coochie for longer than 30 minutes?
Ain't gonna have that. Well, that shit has a championship belt. Yeah, he ate my coochie. You put it on the podcast.
For longer than 30 minutes.
Yeah, and she sat there and watched me right at any time. Put my face where it was supposed to go and everything. I'm like, you knew what I was supposed to be aiming. Let me put my tongue in and just do the little turn.
Hey, that's the last resort. That's the last resort move right there.
Yeah, you could have. She said,
hold on, man.
Hey, that's that porn where
she's
drinking a glass of wine.
Yeah, she's chilling. I'm up there.
I'm sick of
it. I think I'm sweating coming up.
Bam. Come on, man. What's your worst one, man?
That shit is going.
You see how my forehead is? That's how my forehead is on either.
What's your worst one, folks? No. You definitely ain't this late your turn.
No.
We on you, man.
Oh, my God. No, nigga. It's on you.
I'm dying.
Hell no.
Man,
come on, bro.
I don't know the question.
What's your worst sexual experience, man?
I don't know. Jay, take this.
Shout out to
nigga.
He sound like an Earl. Shout out to Earl who went to sleep while he was. I understand.
Not an Earl.
Dang.
Give him a name.
Worst sexual experience. What you got, man?
He ain't call you. She
probably ain't tell you what to sleep.
This
that nigga
this was significant.
He probably woke up and thought he had a great night.
Still, so like you got to see this nigga when you wake up.
My boy, like he a man up. He man, was like, look, my man.
You know how in house is. So can you imagine your lady looking at you like after you just fell asleep eating cat the next night?
You can't come in like with a
that's bag. That's what I'm saying. She in there cooking like bitch ass nigga. What do you say?
What happened?
I'm sorry, baby. I had a rough day.
Y'all supposed to be holding down for her.
I had a rough day.
Y'all supposed to be holding down for
it. He had to make it up. I know he made it up.
Come on, man.
Now you was just going for the death
you been, you been
fight, hold him down.
Son, you been fighting inmates all day. Come on, bro.
Oh, my God.
You been fighting for your life all day. Bro. All day. You fall asleep, Mr. Cool. You got an excuse.
I work at this job. Okay? I got to mentally prepare.
To fall asleep and some pussy.
Eat some cooch. I'm not finna. Listen, I'm to not finna sit here and act like.
Son. Do you, son, like, can you imagine that you just, and made your head on her
you
thigh?
You got
pussy
you
in your face.
Do you know how comfortable thighs is?
My nigga, you got pussy in your face
all
night.
Do you know how
night?
Comfortable all that shit is?
Man, no.
For your face. You got a beard, too. Come on, bro. Geez. You can fall asleep on a thigh, too.
So you just face first in the pussy. Sweet.
That's nature's first pillow. So you, hey, man, you should sleep in between that woman's thigh.
What did he do when he woke up? Did he continue or did he just get out? Oh, damn.
Bro, he ain't even wipe his mouth. It's dry now. The ceiling fan on.
And he was still asleep? He ain't say nothing. He ain't trying to roll you back over nothing.
Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he did. But by that time, I was irritated.
Oh, my God.
That had to be a
no,
rough
why
morning.
You was irritated? Why was you? I'm serious.
Think about it.
AJ, you can't come back no more.
I want to know.
You can't come back.
There was no understanding?
Man, no.
None.
You had a rough day?
We both had a rough day, nigga.
Yeah,
that was for the make your.
Come on, man. A chick go to sleep mid throwing you down.
Hey, that's impossible. it's women in here. How? Is that possible?
How? It's possible to go to sleep eating pussy. Yeah, make it make sense,
bro.
make it make sense.
Okay, let me explain. First off,
I don't see.
You gotta know, all coochies is not equal. You know what I'm saying? All coochies matter, but all coochies is not equal. Okay. You got some with big ass clits.
All coochies.
You got some with little ass clits. You got a fine and a you son. You got some.
Either
bro,
way, you working, fam. Either way, you working.
Nah, not with everybody. First
either way,
off,
you working. It's no way I'm going to be saying, damn, I'm tired.
Bro.
I finish this pussy later.
I seen a girl take her panties down. Flip phone fell out. Them lips are so damn big. All right, who finna go?
Did you go to sleep, though?
I ain't do nothing with that.
You ain't do nothing with it.
I ain't eat it. No, I'm finna eat that. That mouth too big. I'm
Randy, please come on, man. I'm tired of talking to this.
Mouth too damn big. It might be a set of teeth come up out of that.
Please, man.
But all coochies is not made the same. All thighs not made the same.
I agree, but come on,
that
man.
Might be the most comfortable position that dude been in all day. Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling if he was
in his life.
It
ain't no I can telling. Guarantee that shit ain't never happened again.
Bro, it ain't no telling that man was eating coochie on his stomach with his feet up
in a sniper position.
Him. You know what I'm saying?
So
with his
out.
Head on
if
the,
you
on
got
the
your
thigh.
Feet up, nigga, you in the mode. You in the zone now.
When your feet drop, it's
man,
time.
Come on. When your feet drop, you really focus now.
No, you ain't.
Sniper mode. But you finna go to sleep.
When you put your foot down, you gotta get in that little position where your shoulder hold your head up you to the feel? Side. You gotta hit it from the side.
I'm tripping because it's kind of like, did he hit you with the eyes, you know what I'm saying, to try to see if you was cool? And then when you look back down,
I'm telling you, they're not gonna do that. Women finna sit down and just let you just do your shit.
No,
man, y'all
got
like,
hold up.
The nigga went to sleep while he was eating croissant. I ain't gonna say no names.
But Jay was saying that women will let you be down there eating pussy for 30 minutes.
30 minutes, nigga?
And when I tell you nothing,
I said,
nah, hell no. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do?
I said, it happened to me. She ain't.
If I make it,
man,
for
some
30
women
minutes,
just
want to
say,
what you're supposed to do.
She ain't want me. She ain't really want to come. She don't want to say, I had this nigga face on.
Fuck no.
I'm telling you, bro. I was young, though. He was ready. That's what I'm saying. He was ready.
She said, they ain't make 30 minutes.
Bro.
They didn't get to that level.
In his mind.
My nigga got in, my nigga like, got in sniper position,
so
and he
me,
died.
Hold on. So
this Call of Duty is over with.
Hold on. So you
he got
me,
shot.
So you telling me you ain't never got no pussy or ate some pussy, then looked up at the clock, you could have you know you put in an hour work.
30 minutes?
10 seconds to pass. when you were having sex,
your
time is manipulated.
Man, no.
Bro, I didn't dug
hey,
in the super and looked up at the clock like I know I just fucked for an hour and 45. 5 minutes to win that.
We ain't talking about fucking. We're talking about
eating
pussy.
Eating pussy too.
Hell no, dude.
Bro, you are. All right.
My nigga.
So, hold on.
Once the bottom of your jaw start hurting, that's when you know, all right, I've been down too long.
Nigga, that might be different for me and you. Your jaw might start hurting at 10, mine might start hurting at 5 seconds. my mandibles ain't really.
We ain't talking about that. I'm just saying, though. Once the bottom of my jaw start hurting, that's a wrap.
But let me say this, too. Come you got to understand. Like, you remember how.
My nigga, if you down there for too long and she ain't nutted or did nothing yet, something is wrong. If you give a head for 30 minutes and the motherfucker just looking at you.
But that girl who
was she chewing
to me,
gum.
I know.
She drank a Gatorade.
What's going on? She was
son.
Do your shit.
Hey.
Hey. I'm down there stressing like that.
Son.
I'm down there by
my
stress.
You can go to Winsboro right now. I'll help you
beat this. I'm
like that Winsboro. I'll help you beat this hoe up.
That was a banger.
She played you, folks.
She just wants to say
shit. She played you, folks.
She
played you, son.
She had me down that bitch.
She played
Bobby
you,
for
son.
Apples. I'm in that thing. Look, man, you know, you get that point where you get your second win, whatever you're doing.
No,
you
ain't no
like
second win
off.
After 30 minutes.
I look up, she like, go back down, finish.
Son, yeah, you supposed to punch her in the twat. I don't give a fuck what you
bro,
say.
What I'm saying is that man was probably, that was the most, eating coochie is comfortable for us.
To go to sleep?
I don't know your name at all.
You went to sleep in some
thighs,
you went to sleep in some coochie. Just
have
tell
I
me.
Went to sleep?
Have you ate went
no,
to sleep?
No, I right. have for sure got drowsy.
You ain't went to
sure
sleep, my nigga.
Have manipulated the coochie.
My nigga, eating coochie ain't for her. That's for me.
Okay, brother. Mr. Coochie. Coochie Panther. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't
T'Challa.
That ain't for her. That's for you, G.
Okay.
You finna tell me after you done ate this pussy, you finna say, all
guess
right,
what?
I'm finna go sleep.
But eating coochie for me is different for you.
I, 30 yeah. minutes though,
getting coochie for you is fine. Well, I ain't never spent that long ago to come over. I know what I'm aiming for now. Like I said, hey, man, doing
please talk, man. Come on, bro.
What I'm saying is, all coochies is different, and all coochie eaters is different.
I agree.
Now, you might can be able to eat the coochie for 2 minutes, and she, you know what I'm saying? She might got a sensitive urge to that.
30 minutes, G?
Your ain't beard no bigger than mine?
Ain't hey, no way.
You got bro. Extra cushion and shit?
Ain't no way, sir.
At that time, I was bare face. I'm not even like Bruno Mars.
Ain't no way, G.
Ain't no way. I ain't had no hell in my hair. I had a little T.I. face.
30 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying
did
is,
you hit after that? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We good. I had to.
We good.
I put pressure on. I had to for that.
Was that one of the, that's was that one of the masterful performances that was like 5-6 minutes?
Nah, hell no. That was about 2 hours.
That might have been tragedy. You know?
Yeah, the coochie was definitely one worse time about that. I done wet it up and lubed it up. That bitch done dried up and then got wet again. I don't mind one.
Hey, man, please take the flow, bro. Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
Hey, man, you can't come
to so that no guy. What that, whatever that guy name is, Earl. That Earl. Said. Earl. I respect you, brother. I understand.
He
you
got three first names. Earl, Thomas, Christopher.
Earl, Thomas, Christopher. That's the nigga that go to sleep eating coochie. Earl, Thomas, Christopher.
Jesus Christ.
You a good nigga, bro. I understand.
You not.
I tell you one thing.
Rest in peace.
He ain't never. Hey, where's the peace? He dead?
You not,
he ain't
fam.
Never fell asleep again.
She.
He ain't never fell asleep
he again. Did it once. He did it again.
She oh, God. I can't help y'all in a second, G. You wrong. You should never feel.
Come on, man. Did you know about this ahead of time?
Okay. All
right. I see what's going on.
He probably ain't had the throat, the tongue muscles, man. To make the tongue flick. This nigga probably done. I'm doing this the my whole nigga. Time.
Shut the fuck
up. Just do that right there. Just do this move right here. That shit make you tired, G.
She said they ain't get to that point, G.
So he didn't even leave. What he was doing?
No, he was.
She got good
NyQuil,
that's a thing.
Oh,
so he was down there licking like a cat.
You know, I don't cat. Even remember.
Mm. It wasn't even memorable. No, I tell you, it
trash.
He
trash.
Was doing that.
You oh. ever got some trash head? I'm talking about no emotion, no nothing. You just looking at her like, the fuck is you doing?
Yeah, but you can only get trash head if you're trying to do too much.
What?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bitches really be trying to do too much. You ain't got to do all that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
What you say, niggas?
Huh?
Women.
You say talking about
some women. Women be trying to do some women, but they get hit. Some of them, not all. Some of them just know what you know. They trying to get you off. Some of them be trying to
just twist combo.
Win a Grammy down there.
I want to win
an Oscar.
Twist combo. That's all I want.
Yeah, pull that bitch out. Smack
don't look at me.
You like that? And then look you right in your. You like that? Talking to you. And suck it. Stop beating it. Suck it. Trying to spit on her a couple times. This right here, I call. Man, I don't need no tutor. I'm not gonna do this to nobody. Get me off. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds like fun to me. I'm
gonna nah, I'm gonna try to tutor you and how she's looking at me. I don't want to hear this.
I don't give a fuck.
So this right here is called the Spider Woman. What I do is spit across all my fingers. And look, this look, way.
I'm
I ain't explaining
I'm
shit.
I'm urging her on spit, baby. Go ahead, Spider Woman.
I'm
gonna hit her with that.
That's bad.
I ain't explaining shit.
I didn't have some bad coochie before. I done faked it on a before.
Oh. Wait, what?
One time.
I done faked
one nut, dude. It was terrible.
Wait, hold on.
I think every man.
Women, every time I say that around women, they get some women be like, what the
men
fuck?
Men has faked nut.
Y'all done faked a nut before, right?
Hell yeah.
No.
You ain't never faked a nut.
She lied, what? Man.
What is your name? Tell me your name right now. Say it again.
Mariah.
Mariah.
Yes.
Ever.
You ain't never.
Ever.
You ain't never screamed on the
net.
Listen to me. If you just didn't make me come, goddamn, you just didn't make me come.
Oh my god.
But some niggas
like I will moan if something feels good, but it's a difference. You may think I didn't came because you heard me moaning.
Right.
But it's really, definitely a difference.
No. But you know, some niggas will come off that though. Some niggas just, you know, every nigga different. We got them 5 senses. Nigga might smell something. You know.
I ain't never met no niggas like that.
Yeah. I found that out just by talking to niggas.
Oh, shit.
And working behind the jail. That shit is scary.
Well, them niggas probably ain't been touched in a while. Boy, you never know, man.
A female lieutenant touched a nigga's shoulder one time in the office. He just stabbed somebody. Like, oh, I'm sorry. She said, what's going on? I said, I know what happened. Don't touch him no more. But that's you didn't know niggas were
never. Never ever. Ren, you said you the fake one.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
How mean?
Nigga. How you ain't no fake one?
Yes. How do niggas fake nuts?
Are you serious?
It's like a little shimmy, you know.
He's are you serious?
I'd
have faked like two or three.
It's a science. I only did one because I was just wasn't into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
you like, faked like that because you weren't into it.
I was, that shit was trash.
I know
it's like easy for you.
I just made excuses for trash Gucci just to stay up in and try to bust.
All I gotta do is hurry up and pull the condom out.
Yep, that's it. Put that shit in trash.
Oh, so the condom was the reason
it
was trash.
No, it was the pussy was trash. Hold on, man.
I almost caught a cramp in.
Hold up.
Fake one. Gonna get up out of here.
Nah.
Yeah,
it was just
kind of
like
at one point, we was just like, y'all wasn't saying nothing, just looking at each other. You ever had sex like that? Y'all trying not to look at each other in the face?
I like missionary. I want to look at you. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, she was cockeyed. So like,
come in, little Debo. Was she fine?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Cockeyed like a mother. Now, she in Wimber. Shout out to her.
What's her name?
Can't say that. She got the name. I mess with her man. Yeah, I'm cool.
You go have a fight when you go back to Williams.
Nah,
I'm gonna tell you the whole Williams, bro.
Yeah, old head. He'll be all right. He one of them old niggas that got him young.
Damn. And you hit his bro.
You know.
Shout out, Earl.
Shout out, Earl. Shout out, Earl.
Yeah.
Damn. What's his name?
Sabrina?
That was. Pretty close though. That was scary. So,
it's Earl Thomas Christopher.
That was scary. And your, hell, your, pretty
yours
close.
Is Earl Christopher Thomas. Come on, man.
A nigga named Wallace.
Wyatt.
Nah, them niggas ain't alive no more. It's a nigga named Wallace. I mean, a nigga my age named Wallace. I'm on, definitely man. Thinking he the laws. What's man. Up, man? My name Wallace. Get your ass out of my face.
Sir.
You an FBI agent. I think from the FIB on GTA.
Instant 3 stars. You killed him. Instant 3 stars.
Yeah,
that shit's terrible.
I didn't make an excuse for terrible coochie though, just so I could finish.
I didn't finish. That was how terrible.
I ain't finished on good coochie though before.
What?
Yeah, something happened. I had to.
Hey
go.
Man, you losing me, bro? Come on, man.
Oh, bring you ain't never had to jump out a window on the niggas.
Gooka.
Yeah, a nigga that came in or something?
Yeah.
I didn't have a nigga jump out my bushes.
I'm talking about coming to the house. Oh, no, it ain't your house.
You coming in his house.
You don't know nothing. Not your house, it's their house.
No, nigga, I don't give a fuck. You come in his house, that's your house.
No, I didn't have my hands up on that, bro. It looked
and by no means am I a gangster shit, or anything like that.
I'm just saying. I damn sure ain't finna fight over nobody. I ain't that nigga.
I got a friend, I ain't gonna say no names, that's scared to fight niggas naked. You know what I'm saying? You know, what if you fucking and a nigga busting that bitch?
He a real nigga.
You getting down like Beowulf, ain't you?
He a real nigga. That's my biggest fear. A nigga trying to fight.
You ain't gonna
hey,
fight.
Jay.
My dick is out?
Yeah.
Nah, son.
Thank
you. Especially on, if it's on medium. I'm just coming out your girl and you.
Come on,
nigga. We finna tussle. I'm finna question you. It's like, why you wanna tussle with me when I'm out?
All right, so just flip it. You know what I'm saying? You come home, your wife and that bitch, and a nigga in that ass nigga, he just jump up.
He got it. Jay.
My boy. You already don't understand. I'm gonna fight you with your dick, so you can hide that story. Yeah, nigga, he grabbed me. You not finna. Oh yeah,
we wrestling the nigga on top of me.
Like y'all finna tug the nigga dick or something.
That nigga, you don't know what move this nigga might hit. I don't know what this nigga working with. That nigga might swing and hit me.
Punch this nigga down.
So this nigga he done hit my wife. Now his juice, my wife's juice is on him. He'd hit me with his juice and dick. I ain't with that, G.
Y'all thinking too much, G.
Nah, a dick
can
hit your thigh.
Look at this nigga naked. You
come home and
your
thigh,
your
wrist.
Wife in here getting loose.
Listen.
In the crib that you pay all the bills.
Is it?
Where your kids at?
Me and my kids be good.
That nigga put his clothes on. It's up. That's what I'm saying.
I'm throwing with y'all.
He put his boxes on, his jogging pants, whatever. Come on out this room, dog.
Y'all will fight a chick, nigga. She in your house. You fight
they
your
used house. To seeing each other naked.
Bitches get naked anyway while they fight.
They used to nakedness.
That's a man part of the fight. Females fight. Now, titties is exposed.
Son, these women around here is throwing punches.
I don't give a damn. They titties is flying off.
No. So that's different shit.
Titties coming out. Honestly.
That's them hoes that don't know how to fight. Bitch, grab her shirt and roll around with a tussle. That's the shit we want to see. It's some bitches out here. I'm talking about straight punches.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't want to see that.
How many sets of titties you see fall out for a fight? So they fight
them,
naked anyway.
Them the tussles I want to see, though. I don't want to see this bitch throw her set up. You know what I'm saying? And she's doing straight headshot.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see women fighting at all.
I do. I don't. Wrestle this hoe.
I was watching wrestle
her. But punch make sure you're raining outside a little bit.
I damn sure not feeling like a nigga wrestling with his dick.
I'm not wrestling no
you gonna tussle that nigga. You coming, huh? You think the niggas are gonna let you hit him?
We throwing punches.
And they gonna grab you around his waist, dick. I ain't with
him. You sleep.
You got it.
So you fight the nigga. Oh.
Yeah, he just want to get off on the nigga.
Yeah, like
he think it's gonna be easy because he got all the aggression.
You sleep.
You slip. Oh, nigga, that's it.
Well, that nigga want to knock you out so he can get back in your game. So he coming with the same amount of aggression.
Once I feel played, I'm gonna start shooting. That's it.
That's you might well start with that.
No,
they shoot the nigga when he got a draws on. You don't want to.
So if I shoot a nigga, that's rough.
That's gonna be rough because then that can be construed that. This was a three-way that went bad. Right,
what else y'all got?
What?
Y'all mind is fucked up.
I'm not fighting a nigga naked. He can have that. That's it. I'm sorry.
Like, you know the Black Panther? The Black Panther? I'm not fighting a nigga like that. I'm not fighting T'Challa. He got a skirt on. Put some pants on.
You already lost.
And we in the wall.
T'Challa finna beat your ass, nigga.
No, he ain't beat.
In his skirt.
He ain't beat killing. What a nigga named Killmonger.
He did beat that nigga. He stabbed him in the chest.
Killmonger. Cut the shit out of T'Challa and threw him off a cliff.
You talking about the nigga that died and said, bury me in the sea among my
that
ancestors?
That nigga ain't dead. He in the next one.
I'm just saying, you know. Because I remember the nigga said, take me to see the sunset.
He beat T'Challa ass first.
he did.
He beat the African accent off that nigga. That nigga.
He beat my nigga too.
Is this y'all king? That nigga said, no, it ain't me. Hey, I'm from Detroit, nigga.
And that's ironic. The nigga go to the car and come back. You see what I'm saying? My nigga went to the car and came back and what happened?
Straight up. I'm not fighting that nigga with no shirt on and a skirt. It ain't happening.
What?
It ain't happening.
His genitals were not out.
Son, the nigga jumped out
they
my
was
bushes
too close.
With no
you got
shirt.
A skirt on?
Son,
tell
the nigga jumped out my bushes with no shirt on. And Cal. The nigga was joking.
You know, I'm with no shirt.
You know
Cal, hold on. How would you feel if your nigga was fighting a nigga naked? How would you look at that? Like, you come in and you like, why the fuck?
The niggas tussle.
Hey, tussle. Your man got all clothes. Dude, he fighting naked.
I would have to.
But it's because of you.
I would have to see what the situation
is. It's because of you. I'm
it's
because
of you,
though.
It's some cheat shit.
It's some cheat shit. Like, you and the dude, you your side nigga. He comes out your man.
I'm not going to think nothing of it because I'm going to be like, shit, that nigga mad. He pissed.
And you gonna
he
be okay with him?
He's not gonna think nigga. About the fact that this y'all nigga is naked. He just gonna be ready to beat some ass.
I don't love a bitch that much. I ain't even lying.
I'm sorry.
I had a wife. I don't love her that much.
You clean.
That's an L. I'm taking an L every day.
I can catch that.
No, you ain't. I know this nigga. This nigga.
Norman did not fight. Norman did not fight. That's my boy. When he caught Respucci getting dick down.
You know what Norman said?
Yeah.
Norman said, all
you got to. You got to. That nigga didn't even want to say it.
That nigga ain't look bad.
Bro.
Nigga said, why are you?
Bro, that nigga ain't fight. He ain't fight. What a nigga name was? Buster Tap or whatever his name. Buster Move Perkins. I'm not fighting.
Come on, man. That was sweet.
Nah, bro.
Norman got his payback. He went and married Kate, bitch. That's who he went and got.
On my soul, but he ain't fighting no nigga Nick.
He wasn't going to win that fight because the rest of the was going to jump in and beat his ass like she been doing.
She should have got shot. If you fold. This my 500-pound life.
She beat Norman ass in the car because of her seat.
Norman really could have killed Respucia easily when you think about it. Post some comment on a rib or something, let that bitch eat it. She wouldn't know the difference. Killed that.
I'm sick of this nigga, man.
Norman, give me some hot sauce.
Heart attack.
I'll fall on the floor.
Easy. Norman.
It sounded like you didn't try to poison the whole world.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
Y'all talk about me with the glass.
Yeah, that was some evil, sadistic shit. She said she was gonna grind some glass up and put it in the meal.
Oh shit, that's some prison shit.
Okay, bedtime.
Locked up or something.
Federal, you get to keep your shoes, so you'll be straight. Federal time.
How a nigga can't taste it? I don't understand how a nigga can't taste it.
It's grinded up glass, so basically you're gonna be swallowing it. My thing is, when that man shit is gonna be a wreck.
Who said you gonna get the shit? That shit might tear your damn throat up.
It is, but you got to shit it out, my boy.
That's the most ends. Irritating shit ever. You remember?
That's both ends, G.
You got fucking blood coming out. Oh my lord.
You ain't gonna know what's going on. Either.
You almost did a man like that?
She thought
that. All right. You almost did a dude like that?
Shout out Petty Thieves, Manslaughters, and what'd you call it?
I've never actually done
it. What did you call it?
You was close.
What kind of homicide was it?
Was it justifiable homicide?
There you go. Petty thieves, manslaughter, and justifiable homicide. And she is okay with this. She thought about it.
I mean,
I ain't never thought about killing the motherfucker.
I mean, if you make it to that point,
you thought about
killing. Nigga, I done planned stuff.
No. Justifiable homicide. It's niggas too. Come on, bro.
I done planned stuff. You did. That was, I'm from Chicago, though. That's.
It's normal. You in Louisiana, nigga?
We talk that shit before we talk multiplication.
Nigga, that ain't normal, nigga.
It's all my tillers.
I'm tell you, Uncle, come tell you. I'm tell you, I can get that.
I told you we learned that second in like second grade.
That's terrible, dude. You know what I was doing in second grade?
What?
Motherfucking beta club on the society. Spelling bees and shit.
That shit in Chicago. We did.
Yeah, yeah, none of that shit.
John P. Augell is closed down now because they ain't having it.
No.
We had to turn to page 30 to know what book we was in. And none of our books had covers on.
Hey, man.
What is Paul Bunyan?
I'm glad you moved, G. I'm glad you moved. God, I'd hate to see that on the shirt, G. Rest in peace, J. Tucker. You know what
I was definitely going to be dead.
Or crackhead.
I would have definitely been dead in Chicago. I would have been no crackhead. You gotta, in Chicago, you had to be a certain caliber of nigga to get cracked.
The bitch that you gave here for 30 minutes is gonna shoot you.
No, she wasn't. That bitch made a game. She laughed at me.
No, you didn't make her nut, G, you know, 30 minutes.
I mean, no, not from eating her.
That bitch,
to be honest, though, think about this, though. I done met a lot of women that say they don't even like it.
Where are these women from?
What?
Look, she done raised her hand.
She not.
It surprised me. No, I'm more of a giver. I don't really know. I heard that too. I'll be thinking they be lying.
They are lying.
And so I tried one.
And then
another dude confirmed it. Like, yeah, bro, she is. You suck your dick like a mug. You don't like me. Hey.
I mean, they sucking dick for pleasure.
Some women still got that subconscious, like they coochie just disgusting.
What?
Yeah. Even if it's clean. I heard that. I heard a woman tell me one time. She's like, y'all be eating coochie. That's so nasty.
A woman told you that?
Yeah. She was like, it's so nasty. I was like, so what you talking about? Coochie is like the best thing on earth.
Somebody brainwashed that. But
it's a lot of women that say they don't like eating. Oh, getting ate.
Yeah, I'd probably watched two or three.
Beat back out.
I heard women
say.
It might be because they had a nigga like me. For 30 minutes, I don't want that ever again.
All I think about is you looking at her face. Did you hit her with the eyes a few times?
Yeah, I came up from under the water.
You know the eyes is trying to see if she...
I ain't close. Go back down. I'm
going to
let you know.
You were supposed to punch her twice, G.
I went down slow like a...
Nigga, you ain't say no.
Eyes tearing up.
That would have been my nose situation right there. All right, bitch, I'm gone.
I'm about
15. Now, Will,
you eating pussy at 15?
Yeah.
Randy Jr.
I wasn't fucking. I was just doing that, though.
You was eating pussy at 15?
This is a new generation of kids.
You was eating 30-year-old pussy at 15.
That's what I'm going to say,
you had no clue what the fuck you was doing. That's why this was
saying. And she was just like, you got to learn. Like, hold on. That's it. You ain't driver's ed. I'm trying to.
My nigga, you need to go to court and get this bitch arrested. Cause you was not
shout out to you and your husband. Shout out to you back in Chicago. I still got love.
They try Bill with these old hoes.
Next time, it ain't take 30 minutes then.
You need to try her. If she was too old to have you eating coochie.
Shout out to you in Chicago.
Was she a teacher or something?
No, it was my.
What's this bitch?
Boy, I almost exposed.
What's her Facebook, man?
No.
We need cancel culture. We need black Twitter on this hoe.
No, man. Because
I feel played for you, G.
Yeah.
No, she not all right.
It's
not okay, nigga.
She had you eating
pussy for 30 minutes and she didn't
learn. She said, I had to learn. It's not nigga. Trauma for me.
That's trauma for me.
I don't
me.
Have a trigger.
That's trauma for me.
So clearly, this nigga is brainwashed too.
I'm not brainwashed.
She raped you, G. She mouth raped you.
It was then.
She mouth raped you with your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro.
She said, that's all I can have.
Oh yeah, yeah, she fucked you up, dude. She fucked you up.
Damn, did we? I need a therapist now.
Something wrong. Something wrong.
But yeah, she showed you. I got came back up. I'm tired. You're like, go back down. Get a hot seat when you get up. You get done.
I bitch gave you a juice after you ate pussy for 30 minutes.
Yeah, my mouth was dry. It was a hard desert.
Something wrong. Your mouth was dry. You eating pussy for 30 minutes.
Can produce no saliva no more. Right,
Cinefan
was
whatever else y'all want to talk about. I'm done.
My damn throat was a glacier.
Shout out to you back in Chicago with your
no
kids.
We need to get this whole rinsed, bro.
You haven't? And you talk to females a lot, right?
I've never.
In the ever. Maybe.
Like, I mean, I've had female friends and stuff like that that say, oh, it's not a requirement all the time, but I ain't never heard nobody say they don't like it.
I heard that. I heard a nigga say that too, but I know he was saying that just to try to holler at a girl.
What, they don't like it?
Yeah, they was, I like giving head before.
That's a lie.
He was a goofball.
Now, it's niggas that don't nut from head. Believe. Oh, that's a definite thing.
Get out of here. That's a thing. Ain't no nigga in this world finna tell me.
No, that's a thing.
It might take a little while, but come on.
You'll stay down there till the work. Well, you'll stay down there till the sun come up. I feel like something wrong with me if I can't bust off it. Especially, but like I said, I had some that try to do too much. Just scare your dick. So you probably got that. You ain't never had that.
I'd have had a motherfucker too freaky.
That's what I'm saying. Doing too much.
Too freaky. She's gay a little bit.
Bro,
this
women out
here
too much.
She got pushing my legs, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
by the time they got ready, hold up. What you doing? She like, nah, just let me. You ain't finna have my legs behind my fucking head.
You push your legs though.
It was
mad.
They
hit my
stuff. Oh yeah, my nigga. She.
Hold it down.
My nigga, she.
I was comfortable because there was a bunch of dudes here. I could be expressive. I wanna.
What you say, man? This is a judgment free zone, bro. Come on, bro. I stopped mine though. She didn't get far, man. You know, a nigga ever had you in missionary and he'd be like, hold your legs. It was kind of getting to that position. I'm like, what the fuck you doing? She like, just let this happen.
Just let this happen. That's a red flag right there. She
was hot, boy. It
sounds rapey.
Ugh.
We gonna get up with a red flag.
It was terrible.
It sounded like she was getting ready to lick your ass, sir.
I pretty much, she probably would have, but I wasn't down with none of that.
She would have. She would have.
I could feel that tear coming down my face right now.
She would have.
I don't want it.
No.
Oh,
gee. I ain't gangster. I don't want no ass game. Don't even get close to it. Don't even feel like you finna grab my booty while we fuck.
I had that shit.
What? Wait a minute.
You finna grab my cheek?
No, I'm not saying like grab, but like you ain't never, but like you ain't never had a chick like reach around like the go deeper.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah, but you ain't gotta grab my booty to do that.
I mean, most of the time,
that's some nigga shit.
I was.
That's some nigga shit. Like, the fuck you think this is?
That ain't gonna get me deeper. That's gonna get me up off
your. Come on, man. It's like if a nigga grab your ass. Them fingers close enough to your booty hole already.
No, I ain't talking about like this.
That's what I'm saying though. Like, if you can grab my waist or something, wrap your arms around me and tell me to fuck you deeper. You grab my booty. That's
borderline
rape for me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, no.
That's excessive. I got up off of it, like, hey, and stood in the corner of the room, like, hey.
Yeah. it's like your 34th strike, my guy. You gotta stop. Shout out to Chicks and Win, bro. That's raping niggas, you know.
Nah,
and Mangum too, you know.
Right.
What I'm saying?
Shout out to
you
them
know,
time.
You know. Shout out to old bitches. That's
Ashley, know her too.
Making niggas give head for 30 minutes.
If I grab my cheek. Hey.
That would have been old. That would have been.
So y'all do that to try to make a nigga go deeper?
It's happened.
Yeah, nah. I'm going deeper in this therapy session I'm gonna have. I'm gonna grab my ass. She touched me. And squeeze.
She touched me. Yeah, he said you knew a chick that tried to rape him.
I said you knew a chick that grabbed my ass.
That sound like rape to me, G. Think about when you're in a club, you touch a girl booty, she turn around. She feel like she getting raped.
Yeah. I thought that's what they go to the club for.
Some of them.
What you touch their ass?
Some of them did.
Shout out to them. Like,
some of them turn around just to see what you look like and then be like,
also, if you look cute, they cool with it.
Girl, he touched my ass. The one that look like Will Smith.
But nigga, okay. They like Gorilla Zoe in the corner. Hey.
She's gonna push his ass.
Get the fuck off me!
You can't get away with that shit in certain places, man.
Oh, no.
What about me, a nigga that's
in between? The face gonna have an attitude when I turn around, regardless. It ain't gonna be I'm finna see what you look
it
like.
It ain't always, man. I'm telling you, it ain't always.
So, Al Kamara, grab your ass.
I don't even know who that is.
Who a cute nigga you like?
You would probably say you.
He's nice looking.
Michael B. Jordan, grab your ass. I'm going to pull it out your back pocket and walk on.
If I don't see it's Michael B. Jordan behind me, I'm going to turn around like, who the fuck? And then I'm going to
so he got to grab it and beat up with a shirt.
And then I'm going to be like,
Michael.
That's my name. Damn.
Damn. See, that's probably what Bill Cosby did. They got him fucked up. You can picture if Bill Cosby grab your ass and he's standing there like,
no, no.
No, Bill, get your old chocolate pigeon face out.
Them hoes told Bill, yeah, I don't give a fuck with nobody.
Shout out to Bill, man. He free now. Hopefully his sight come back. You know what? I was thinking, bro. We only got like one musical legend left. What if we hear some shit about Stevie like that? Like Stevie.
Don't even mention it. Don't even. We're not even going to talk like that.
He ain't going to jail still. Bill Cosby was blind in the middle.
We're not even going to speak like that.
Shout out to Stevie. Stevie ain't Ray. But then you got Ray. Ray was out there acting a fool and he was blind. Yeah. Ray told a bitch, I'm still
but Stevie still come back pulling home. Young bitches. Have you seen his wife?
Stevie pulling
that's
bitches.
The money.
That's fucking over him. They still ain't got him to cut them braids off his head on the side. They fucking Stevie up. Stevie Riley been Stevie Riley been looking sad.
Somebody please get my ball.
Yeah, get him a ball.
He can't see that shit, so he don't know what
his
look
braids
like.
Up back. He only got four of them bitches hanging on right now.
That's like Wayne.
Who is Stevie Lactation? That's what I want to know.
Right, you gotta be a dirty ass nigga. And I know they charge him $400. Hey, for four braids.
$1,000 for a lineup, man. The more money you
a
got.
A lineup.
I'm telling you.
He paying that much money to line his ass up and get him that chill.
The nigga probably coming up with some clippers and just touch his head. All right, man, I got you. Ain't like he can look in the mirror and be like, oh, yeah.
Ain't
yeah,
nobody
yeah.
gonna hold them people that been around Steve accountable. They done fucked over Steve for years, bro. They done fucked over Steve for years, bro. Steve, I just looking bad, dog. And even though you blind, Ray wasn't looking like that when Ray died. Ray was. Had his low gray fade, used to wear suits and shit. And he was on heroin for a long time. Stevie, out there been just as sober and looking wild. Looked like they was on heroin mode? Steve or Ray?
I really believe you got a bias for crackheads. Like, no. Come on, bro.
Heroin is just horrible, though. You ain't never heard a good story.
It ain't that far from crack.
Heroin worse than crack. No. Heroin kill your ass.
Tell me what the difference is between heroin and crack.
Crack gives you power. Niggas that never knew how to fix a car, know how to build an alternator.
This nigga that gave me like 95 titles tonight. I'm telling you, like, just imagine this episode pop up on your phone.
Crack
gives you power.
That's why they want to keep it away from you. But they put it in all the opioids that the white people use. You gotta check the man.
Hey, bro. They finna try to assassinate you after this episode. You got to go.
I know it, mother. But guess what? I got some crack in my glove department. We finna have a... See what that movie was?
They finna put your ass
on
the
Matt Damon on it.
I know what you're talking about.
What the movie was? Jason Bourne?
There you go. There you,
crack.
That nigga was on crack. That's how he had all the powers. Transporter. Jason Statham on crack. That movie Jason Statham was in. Crank. Motherfucking crack. They just...
Nigga.
They couldn't put him smoking crack in the movie.
All right, so they're going to put you in jail.
They're going to put electricity
on
you.
You're going to have a woman security guard. You're going to have to eat her for 30 minutes again.
Oh, my God.
I should have I worked at a jail.
It ain't happening.
Hell no. Nah. You see them correctional officers women?
What
do you mean?
Think about you being in there for months at a time, and then Big Bertha coming in and say, you got to eat this pussy. What you going to do?
Why your pants still on? I sound like a typewriter going over there. Then Bertha gonna be in that bitch.
30 minutes, G.
Tongue and that mother sounded like a dough stop.
No, sir. At some point, it's gonna be like, no, Bertha, I beat my shit.
She ain't ever.
I can't do it.
Then I'm gonna have my hand doing the DJ scratch on this shit at the same time. That motherfucker gonna sound like somebody beatboxing, man.
Birthday gonna tell all them bitches gonna be a line of big ass security guards waiting on your ass.
I ain't even tripping. Bring me if I'm in jail, tripping. Then bring me a burger when I get done. Them niggas gonna be eating burgers and
that.
You see jail food,
they
be eating beans and shit.
Pumpkin
bean.
I'll
eat your pussy for an hour if you want me.
And I've been thinking about this shit. Like, if it gets so bad, because, you know, I'm sick of my kids. And if I move to Mexico, you know what I'm saying? They put me on child support. If they catch up with me, you know, they're gonna be like, pay this money, I'll go to jail. That's three free meals, man.
I'm never eating a Mexican bitch pussy at all.
I think you kind of sleep, but okay.
I would never eat a Mexican in my life. I smelled the Mexican bitch fart one time.
All right. Hey, man, I'm just hit y'all with this. Thank y'all for another episode of These Dudes, man.
Y'all ain't never smelled a Mexican bitch
fart? Cut this nigga shit out. Unplug your shit, man.
A Mexican bitch fart in a grocery store. It made my head hurt instantly. I was like, what the fuck? What type of refried beans have you been eating?
Oh, you not finna.
Then she spoke in Spanish when she did it. My motherfuckers ain't go.
Then she said, "Tu papi."
She said, "Oh, bring up my color song." I said, "Oh, hell no!" Hey, come here. That was you that did it. That motherfucker sound like a Don't Stop It too. Like a booty just purred, and she gonna walk off speaking in Spanish fast as the mother.
Kind of short it a little bit. Get to the bathroom.
And I made up my mind that day. Not a Mexican bitch ever gonna be in my rotation.
Well, you
is
still,
I just, what? These all jokes, y'all. I ain't never did this stuff.
He lying. I feel it in my spirit.
The Wayne's World chicks and stuff. I was just playing.
Man, shout them out, bro. What's their name?
We're going to Wayne's World Wendy's.
Shout out to 30 Minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what's funny?
Shout out Wendy's.
I feel like y'all recognize her immediately.
Shout out Mango, you know what I'm saying?
Then y'all recognize her immediately.
That nigga face
gonna be like, I know that's her.
You know, he gonna straighten up when he see her. Oh, shit.
No,
he ain't gonna make no face.
Hey, what's up?
We gonna
see it! Chemical. I'm gonna be like, hell yeah, that's that bitch. And I'm gonna ask all dumb. What's some of these you got on today?
She got
at one point in time, Coochie gotta grow up.
I mean, man, her pH balance probably been off all her life.
This man just said, yo,
so you ain't never try to go back?
This man just said, your Coochie gotta grow up.
It's
true.
Oh my god!
You gotta mature
up
in your taking care of self care. Every flavor that was in there.
My boy said she had a mist around her.
You remember they used to call it house spray? House spray? Before Febreze and that shit.
She Febreze the pussy?
Hell no!
I'm definitely
Febreze would smell softer than that. It smelled like somebody graffitied on it.
Oh my god!
Spray paint. It smelled like a subway in Chicago.
Come get this nigga ass.
That coochie, I know that coochie was better.
So you ain't never just go back and say maybe she did, you know? But you'll eat some food that she cooked, even though she had.
Yeah, you ain't finna spray on some of these, but they watching. You got chemicals.
You don't
now.
Know that she probably got chemical burning that shit too.
She ain't
gonna...
Yeah, I'ma smell it.
You never know. She probably be like, this bitch ain't wanna eat my pussy.
I gave her a wrong ass excuse. I forgot.
You gave her a raw excuse to why you didn't want to fuck her while she was half naked in your room.
Yeah, I think I had a girl.
No bottoms. Sure.
I think I had a girl. Act like, oh, I can't do this shit. No.
All right. We're gonna leave it at that, man. We want to thank y'all.
It made her want me more.
We want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools, man. Mr. J. Tucker, man, we're going to give you a round of applause. For your fuckery, nigga. Randy, man, what's happening, bro?
I'm good, buddy.
Miss Mariah.
Take your
no-nos. Oh, my God. I'm sick of you niggas today. I just want y'all to know.
You
got to
tell me that name.
Yeah.